Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season,
it's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Thank God for you. Thank God for you tuning in to this study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We give God the praise. We thank God first and foremost for His presence with us at all times. Aren't you glad God says in His Word that He never leaves you or forsakes you? Hallelujah. And He is so ever faithful to His Word. So we welcome in the presence of Almighty God. We welcome in His Shekinah glory that fills the atmosphere, fills this room, fills by the grace of God where you are. And we just give God all the praise. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight. We like to continue to praise God and usher in and welcome His presence with a song of praise. And so we're going to do just that. Take the moment and listen as Charles Jenkins tells us that our God is an awesome God. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know He's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know He's awesome, you're in awe of His grace. You're in awe of His goodness. You're in awe of His mercy. You're in awe of His provision. He's great, and He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God. Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify. Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why
I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
celebrate the awesomeness of our God. Yes, he truly is. He's protector. He's healer. He's provider. He's a friend. Oh, yes, he is. He's a great, great daddy and awesome father. Oh, yes, our God, he is truly awesome. Praise God. We give him all the glory and praise and honor. We're going to ask Pastor Jasper if he would come on and lead us to the throne of grace and prayer, and then we'll go ahead and dive into the word of God for this evening. Praise God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness of your holy word, Father, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy that are new every morning, Father. We praise your holy name for this day, Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your outstanding grace, Father. Thank you, Lord, for how you keep us in the way from day to day, Father. Protect us, Lord. Provide for us, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness in our life, Father. Lord, we just thank you for renewness of our mind, Father, Lord. And praise your holy name for your blessing upon our family, Lord, upon us each and every day, Father, Lord. We just give honor and glory unto Almighty God, Father. He is truly great and worthy to be praised, Father. We praise your holy name, Lord. Let's just extend our hearts in worship, extend our hearts in praise, extend our hearts in receiving the word of God tonight, Father, and pray for your people to be blessed beyond measure on today, Father. And just thank you, Lord, just how you watch over and guide and protect us through thick and thin, Lord, through the storms of life each and every day, Father. We just thank God for you, how you cover and protect us all time, Father, Lord. Help us to keep on the armor of God, Father, wherever we go, Lord. If we can trust in your word, we can trust in you, in your goodness, so we can trust in the things of God to keep us strong in the time of weakness, Lord. Lord, praise your holy name, Father. Bless your people in this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, to your honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, we give God again all the glory, honor, and praise. We're going to go ahead tonight and dive into the word of God. The Holy Spirit laid on my heart to revisit a topic that we have talked about in various entities in the past. But I want to share with you tonight on the topic of the concept of kingdom citizenship. Kingdom citizenship. Kingdom as it refers to the kingdom of God. We hear that so much, and we hear that, but do we have truly a complete concept on what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God? Well, praise God, we're going to talk about that tonight. Our foundational scripture for this text is 1 Peter 2:10. 1 Peter 2, it is a familiar scripture, but it reminds us that we are a part of the kingdom of God. We are a part and a citizen of God's kingdom. And it says this. It says, but you, as talking about you and me, children of the Most High God. If you are a child of God, this is talking about you. You are a chosen people. Praise God. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, to proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, yes, praise God, the God Almighty saw fit to send forth his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of this world, to die as a propitiation for your sins and for my sins. He called us out of darkness into the darkness of sin, into the mighty light of our Heavenly Father as kingdom citizens, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, those that have been bought with a price. Praise God. The concept of kingdom citizenship. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to bring forth your word again. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint me afresh to be able to deliver your word with anointing, with power, and with authority. Lord, I ask that you stir up the hearts of those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses. Let them receive. Let, Lord, your word go forth and not return void, but, Lord God, let it accomplish everything that it has been sent. Pray these things. In Jesus' name, we amen and amen and amen. You see, the foundational principles of a kingdom is what we want to talk about tonight, and specifically, what kingdom? The kingdom of God. Kingdom characteristics and covenants and benefits of kingdom living. And so some of the highlights that I just want to go over with you include, first of all, a definition of kingdom. What is kingdom? We hear that word so much. The kingdom of God. Well, what is a kingdom? A kingdom is the governing influence of a king. Every kingdom has a king, and the king impacts the territory with his will, with his purpose, and his intent, and produces a culture and a moral standard, rules, regulations, guidelines, standards for his citizens. The kingdom, a governmental system, it is not a democracy as we have it here in the United States or a republic. Scripture reference says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." In other words, when it says the government will be on his shoulders, the weight and the responsibility of the spiritual kingdom of God, the weight and responsibility of human governments of this world, and the weight and responsibility of his church rests the shoulders of the King of Kings. You see, the Lord certainly reigns over all governments, all human governments, all spiritual governments. Daniel 4:17 says, This matter is by decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth, the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he wills, and setteth up over it the basis of men. Christ certainly governs his church. Colossians 1:18, it says this. We're just going to go in and dive into the word of God and support this topic and with scripture so that we will have a great biblical proof and understanding of the concept of kingdom citizenship. And it says here in Colossians 1:8, "And he is the head of the body, the church." We're talking about Jesus Christ, "who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." The Lord Jesus shall rule on the earth during his thousand-year reign. Matthew 25 tells us of the judgment of the nations at the end of the tribulation period to determine who. We read in Matthew 25, 32 through 34, it says this, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd that divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. And then the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Therefore, again, all the kingdoms of heaven and earth belong to God. In a kingdom, king's word is the law. In a kingdom, the king's word is the law. I'm going to unpack this on a natural level, but also I hope you have your spiritual eyes and ears open to hear how this, it pertains not only on the natural level, but certainly in the spiritual realm. He does not share his power with other branches of government. We're talking about the king. His word is the sole and final authority. In a kingdom, whether heavenly or earthly, the king has sovereign rule over his territory. Look over as we go across the waters and into London, and you will be able to have a reflection of a kingdom. King Charles is the king and ruler over England. He has territories. He has people and subjects and citizens that are a part of his kingdom. We have in the United States some difficulty of fully understanding kingdom citizenship because, of course, we don't live in the United States is not governed by a king. We live in a democracy. But the kingdom of God has a king. As a matter of fact, it has the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we who are children of the Most High God, we must understand kingdom citizenship. As I unpack this, the king rules over the people, the citizens who dwell within his territory. He looks after and cares for them. He organizes them to function as a society. All kingdoms have a constitution. They have a covenant that the king makes with his own citizens. Rules, guidelines. All kingdoms have citizens, and citizenship entitles them. Hear what I'm saying. Citizenship entitles them to certain privileges and benefits and rights and responsibilities, and it bestows privileges upon them. Being that we are a child of the Most High God, there's that scripture that resonates. We have privileges. We have benefits. The word of God tells us to forget not all his benefits. Oh, yes, we do, as children of the Most High God. So as we begin to unfold these basic kingdom principles, we begin to see that whether the kingdom is an earthly kingdom, our heavenly kingdom, these concepts, they still apply. How many of you remember the movie Black Panther that was released some years ago? That the and that with that it reflected a king over a kingdom. King T'Challa was king over a fictitious country called Wakanda. The king was the sovereign ruler. Wakanda was not a democracy or a republic. The king's word in the movie, in that particular fictitious location, king's word was sole and the final authority. He ruled over the citizens. He looked out for them. He cared for them. He protected them. And a king also, too, is supposed to, even if it becomes necessary, do whatever it takes to protect the citizens of his kingdom. So it is even more so with the kingdom of God. God, Elohim, Adonai, El Elyon, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, is Lord and Master, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It was God's original intent for man to experience a bit of heaven here on earth. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? It says, so God created man how? In his own image. And in the image of God, he created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, it says in Genesis. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have what? Have dominion. Man was given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moved upon the earth. The first man and woman, Adam and Eve, they lived in a utopia environment. Everything in the Garden of Eden, when God created it, it was created in perfection. As a matter of fact, as you read through Genesis, the scripture says at the end of when God created it, it said, and it was good. And then when he created everything on that final day of creation, he said, and it was very good. You see, Adam in communion with God. And then sin entered in. They allowed sin to enter in and separate them from direct communion with God. The King of Kings, Almighty God, he met and supplied every one of their needs. All that he asked them to do was to be fruitful and multiply the earth. And then he gave them the power to dominate. But they yielded themselves to the temptation of evil. They yielded themselves to sin. And then sin separated them and separated us and placed a barrier between mankind and God. And sin caused mankind to lose citizenship in the holy kingdom of God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that God, he had a plan. God had a plan of redemption. And just as with one man, Adam, sin entered in and broke relationship with God, with one man, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, sin was extinguished and banished. And redemption made available, and the opportunity was restored to bring back relationship with our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. The Son of Jesus Christ reconstructed a path back to the Father that allows for us to reestablish and restore relationship citizenship in the holy kingdom of God. I said it allows for us to reestablish and restore citizenship. But guess what? In order for you to reclaim your citizenship, in order for you to come on back home, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God, you must first enter into the covenant of repentance, sin, and redemption through salvation and acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You see, I believe that in these latter days, that God is calling those of us who are his children to recognize our dual citizenship. What are you talking about, dual citizenship? You've recently heard me talk about and minister on living in the overlap of heaven and earth. We've got dual citizenship. We've got an earthly citizenship. And if you are a child of the Most High God who's received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, then you have citizenship in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 17:20-21 clarifies that the kingdom of God is within us. And it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God, this is Jesus speaking, cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is within me, praise God, as children of the Most High God. And because of the kingdom of God that is within us, we are to separate ourselves and be set apart from the non-believers in this world. Though we are in this world, we are not of this world. Though we have dual citizenship in this world, there is supposed to be, as you've heard me say before, a different fragrance about us. We walk differently. We talk differently. We should, as kingdom children that are part of the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye what? Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the clean thing, and I will receive you. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Then John and John 17:14-16, Jesus is speaking. And he further tells us that although, as I just said, we're in the world, we're not to be a part of the world. It says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. He was not of, praise God, this world. Oh, he had a kingdom that he left for your sins and mine, for the benefit of salvation, for the benefit of restoring us back to the Heavenly Father. It says further, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I, said the Lord, am not of the world. 2 John 15:19 says that if you belonged to the world, then the world would love you. But guess what? If you're a child of the Most High God, this world is not your home. This world does not love you. It's something wrong if they do. As it is, You do not belong to the world, but the word of God says, I have chosen you out of the world. And that is why the world hates you. What does it mean that we are in the world and not of the world? Believers in Jesus Christ are simply in the world. That means we are physically present here, but not of it. We should not be a part of its values. We have a different set of standards. God holds us to a higher set of standards, standards outlined in his holy word. As believers, we should be set apart from the world. This is the meaning of being holy. Oh, there's that word that so many feel uncomfortable when it begin, when it's mentioned, even in the body of Christ sometimes. We're to live holy, sanctified, set apart. Oh, yes, a holy and righteous life. When you become a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, at the moment of salvation, you become a citizen of a kingdom that you cannot see. There are no physical street signs that point you to the city limits of God's kingdom. Yet there are noticeable signs and changes that take place within the citizens of the kingdom of God. As the writer in the song says, a wonderful change that has come over me. Hallelujah. As a citizen of the kingdom of God, there should be a noticeable difference between you and those that are unbelievers. There should be a different aroma, a different smell, a different fragrance, a different aura about you. Others should notice that you even behave differently. No, you don't drink. You don't drug like you used to. You don't hang out at the club anymore like you used to. You don't curse and use profanity like you used to. That you also should even think differently. And that the words that you speak should be words that edify and line up with the words of the King, the word of God. So therefore you speak differently. Indeed, a wonderful change, as the song says, that has come over you. Why? Because the scripture says that you are a new creation. Behold, all things, the old things have passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, you're a new creation. Old things passed away and all things have become new. There are actually three concepts that we must be aware of to effectively operate and function as citizens of the kingdom of God, as those who are dual citizens living in the overlap of heaven and earth. First, we must realign ourselves with kingdom culture. With concept number one, realign yourself with kingdom culture. Dr. Miles Monroe, he shared that when we become citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we have some learning to do and we have some unlearning to do. We have been disconnected so long from home, i.e. the kingdom of God. And because we've been so disconnected so long from home, we began to think that we are earthlings. And we have picked up the earthly culture. And that's one of the biggest reasons that we must study the Word of God and pray. The Word of God says, Lord, thy kingdom cometh, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our minds back affixed. We must study God's word to thinking like heavenlings rather than earthlings. We must develop and redevelop a kingdom mindset. Concept one, realign ourselves with kingdom culture. Concept number two, we're talking about the concepts of kingdom citizenship. Concept number two, re-educate ourselves on kingdom principles. Once we realign ourselves with kingdom culture, then we are to re-educate ourselves on kingdom principles. We must re-educate and realign ourselves. Any citizen's kingdom is governed by the laws and covenants that the king invokes on the citizen. You see, in order to effectively operate in the kingdom, then you've got to know the kingdom rules. You've got to follow the rules. You've got to follow the guidelines. You've got to follow the kingdom instructions. In the kingdom of God, we have a book that outlines the guidelines and provides for the instructions of the kingdom of God. And that book is called the Holy Bible, the Word of God. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, you see, because you study the word, because you know the word, then you operate in the word and you follow and be obedient to God's word, and then you don't have any reason to be ashamed. It says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So to be effective as kingdom citizens, and again, as we first concept, realign ourselves with the kingdom culture. Two, re-educate ourselves on kingdom principles. And then finally, we need to remind ourselves that we have the right to act kingdom authority. Hello? Be reminded, brothers and sisters. Be reminded, citizens of the kingdom of God. You have a right. You have a privilege. You have not only a right and a privilege, but you have the responsibility as a citizen of God's kingdom to exercise kingdom authority. Jesus promised that when a person becomes a citizen of heaven and therefore a member of his household, that he would give that person not only power, as it's outlined in Luke 24:49, where he says, and behold, I shall send the promise of my Father upon you, but ye tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with what? Power from on high. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. But he doesn't not only give you power, but he also gives you the authority to exercise that power. Hallelujah. God also grants those in his kingdom authority. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give you the power to tread on scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. That authority is not meant just for snakes and scorpions, brothers and sisters, but all the power powers and tactics and devices of the enemy. Because of that authority to tread on every power of the enemy, that means God has given us the power and the authority to tread on, to overcome every social resistance, every economic avalanche, every sickness, every disease, every torment. We, God has given us the power and the authority to overcome, to place these, every tactic and device of the enemy under our feet. It is destroyed by the power of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. That authority gives us immunity against anything that tries to harm us. Oh, don't you? I'm just telling you who you are tonight. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17 says this: no weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage. This is the heritage because of your DNA, because you were created in the image of the Most High God. This is your heritage, servants of the Most High God. The word of God in Isaiah 54 says, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Oh, my God. We're talking about the concepts, the benefits, the privileges of being a citizen of the kingdom of God. So again, concept number one, realign yourself with kingdom culture. You're not a earthly, you're a heavenly. Get to know who you are. Re-educate yourself on kingdom principles through the word of God. And then as you re-educate yourself and you embrace that word, then you need to begin to exercise your kingdom authority. God has given it to you. So keep these concepts in mind, because as Miles Monroe says, the more about the kingdom of God and your citizenship that you know, the more you step out on that knowledge and the better life you will have here as you live in the overlap of God, heaven and earth. Praise God, the concept of kingdom citizenship. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Constance, right here for that powerful word, the concept of kingdom citizenship. Amen. Praise God. Do you know your concept of citizenship? Praise God. The woman of God brought forth that mighty powerful word. Amen. Powerful word. Do you know your true identity in Christ? Do you know you got dual citizenship? Praise God. Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You got not just benefit and blessing, you got power. Power from the Holy Ghost. Power. Amen. Authority. Amen. He's done that. He gave that to us. For us to have that. He gave that to us. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Through his blood and through the word of God, we have that power and authority in him. Amen. As a child of the Most High God, as a born-again believer, you have that power and authority in him. So understand your dual citizenship. Understand who you are in Christ. And understand your concept of citizenship in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Also know that you are a kingdom ambassador. Amen. A kingdom ambassador. Yes, you are ambassador for Christ, but you have a kingdom ambassadorship too as well. Don't lose that little benefit thing. There's a lot of great benefits here. If you need to know who you are in Christ, and you know the step that you walk in the kingdom principle of God holds divine word. Amen?
Amen.
Your word is true, always true. Amen. Always true and powerful word. Know your true identity in Christ.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. Are you a citizen in the kingdom of God? Do you know who you are? Are you exercising his authority? Would you like to share in the discussion of this topic tonight, or do you have some comments? Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, praise God. We'd love to hear from you. Is there one tonight? We're talking about the concept of kingdom citizenship. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Is there one? Anybody? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. Praise God. Caller number 4294. Amen. Associate Pastor Manley, good evening. God bless you.
God bless you both, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Constance. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I bring you greetings from Lake Charles, Louisiana. How are y'all doing this evening?
Praise God. We are blessed and doing well. How are you, my dear sister? God bless you.
Oh, doing wonderful after that great message. Thank you so much for that message on the kingdom of God and that spiritual realm which God has given us that lives inside of us, of the fulfillment of God's plans for his for us people on God's will and on earth. And I thank you so much for that. It was a mighty, mighty word. Thank you so much. I look forward to many more teachings from you. Appreciate you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. And we appreciate you as well. To God be all the glory. Thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Caller 0400, praise the Lord. Mother Pat, good evening to you. God bless you.
Well, good evening to everyone. I enjoyed the message. And I thought about when you named the Queen's Talk, that was a appropriate name because we got to know who we are in the kingdom of God. We not, like God says, we are his friends. He didn't call
us
servants.
That's
so if you're a friend of God, he put you up there with him. And like we say, we are royal priesthood, a holy nation. And
Amen.
God has called us to be his priests and queens upon this earth. So now, if you're holding that position, you must be got some authority, or you should know you have some authority by using his name and being in his presence. So he just don't shell this plate, this kingdomship to anybody. You got to be within the kingdom as you accepted Christ and live for him. You can't live any kind of way. Queen Elizabeth didn't live any kind of way, and she showed her kingdomship. They rule. And that's what he wants us to. We need to rule up on this earth in these last days and take the, and not take the back seat to the devil. We got the authority. And that's what I love about
the power
being the body of Christ. We are not a weak people. We are not a people without hope. Our hope is in Christ. And he told us that we have to go out. We are the ones that he's going to use on this earth in these last days. Because a lot of people are living so far below their kingship because they don't know who they are in Christ. And it's very important to know who you are in Christ. And I want to say this a bit here. Yeah, most of us remember that movie Coming Back to America. And in there, the king found out that his son was working a job at a hamburger place. You don't know who my son is. And he found he was living in, not in a palace, but in a bad apartment, whatever you want to call it. And he was just a son, as his son that was a king in his country, to live below his standards. So I say the same thing. God is looking at us. Are we going to live below our standards in the kingdom of God? When he tells you to go and do whatever your assignment is, oh, no, Lord, I can't do that. I don't have the power to do that. That devil is a lie. Because God has already given it to us to rule upon this earth through his kingdom. Okay, I'm through.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, yes, we have the power and the authority, praise God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. and through knowing who we are as children of the Most High God. We don't have any power in and of ourselves, but through and in Almighty God and through Jesus Christ, that's where our power lies. That's why in anything that we do it in the name of Jesus. When we pray, in the name of Jesus, praise God. So yes, that power and authority we have to recognize and walk in it. Thank you so much, Mother Pat. Praise God for you tonight. God bless you. Caller number 2165. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Peace and blessings to everyone on the call, and special blessings to you, Pastor Constance, and also, thank you, Pastor Jasper. To God be the glory for all that he continues to do. And I have a few things I got from this Pastor Constance, and the first thing I'll try to say it briefly. The first thing when you made the comparison to the natural king and the heavenly king, what I thought about was what we're dealing with now. There is a king, however, he's not in the best of health, and there is no sickness in our king. There is beginning. He is the beginning. He is the end. He doesn't end because his body gets sick. His body doesn't get sick. There is no sickness. And he's forever. He's here forever. That kingdom doesn't go to anybody else. It doesn't go to the next person in line or their children or their children's children. He is the king. He is everlasting, and there is no sickness in him. And he has all the power and all the authority. And I thought about that when you were talking about that's the kind of kingdom that we are a part of. That's where we have our citizenship. And I'm talking about me. Sometimes I have forgotten the kind of authority and power that I have. Sometimes life's challenges, the things that I've dealt with have gotten me to a place at some point in time where I forgot, wait a minute, you have this authority. God gave it to you. Humankind gave it to you. I didn't even give it to myself. God has given me this. And the third thing is to be reminded that be reminded and go back to the scriptures, find those scriptures that kind of enforces I have the authority. God has given it to me. I don't have to shy away from standing on what I know the word of God says. I don't have to take a back seat. As I heard someone say to the devil, the devil doesn't control me. Only God, I don't control me. Only God does. And
that's
so
right.
I have to remember that. I have to remember, period, that I have the authority, that I have kingdom authority, that God has given this to me. And if I in my natural self, if I fall here or make a mistake here, get up, repent, move forward, and don't stay there. Just keep going. And when I am around other people who are not where I am in God, still allow God to be shown in my actions. Not even so much what I say, but how I live, how I walk. Show God, let somebody be able to see God whether I open up my mouth or not.
Amen.
And thank
That's
you
right.
for the word. Thank you for the reminder.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Rosalyn, for sharing those comments. And something that she said as she was talking about that we don't have to get used to. See, over in England and other kingdoms, the throne, the king, is there only for a set period of time. But see, in the kingdom of God, praise God, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. We don't have to worry, as Sister Roz says, about him getting sick or him passing away and having to pass the throne. Oh, no, no, no. Since that he is the King Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Oh, yes. He's the King of Kings, the King of all kings. Aren't you glad about it tonight? I know I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you all. Thank each one of you. Praise God, Mother Pat, Associate Pastor Manley, Sister Roz, for sharing those comments. Well, we want to not end this call without giving the opportunity for you to get to know the King of Kings. If you don't know him tonight, if you're not a child of the Most High God, if you are not a part of the kingdom of God or a citizen, then you can be. Hello. Well, praise God. Jesus Christ is standing there with his arms open wide, welcome, ready to receive you as you are. As simple as just praying a prayer, according to Romans 10:9-10, it tells us that if you just simply say, I repent, Lord God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. I ask you into my life. I want to be a part of this kingdom that I heard about tonight, the kingdom of God. And if you prayed that prayer with all sincerity of heart, your name then becomes written down as a citizen of God's kingdom, written down in what is known as the Lamb's Book of Life. That's how God keeps track of the citizens, hallelujah, in his kingdom. And then all you have to do, praise God, is to receive him, live for him, obey his word, hallelujah. So if you made that choice, we ask that you reach out to us on our website at www.newseasonmen.org. Tell us about the decision that you've made tonight. The angels in heaven are rejoicing on your behalf, and so are we. Praise God and hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. Thank you. We pray that this word has gone forth and blessed your spirit. Go forth and know who you are in the Lord. Walk in the power. Walk in your kingdom authority. And then make sure that you give God all the praise and all the honor. Go forth and have a powerful week in the Lord. And to God be all the glory. We love you. Tune in again this time next week, Queen Talk, this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. We look for you to be right here. God bless each one of you. We love you and good night. Praise God.
We've been called for to show his excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at.
called for to show he's excellent. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we're being called for to show he's excellent.
Glory, hallelujah,
is to our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
give praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Every praise, every
to us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need to supply, you got this in control. And now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here.
Knees will I fall? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
Yes.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, one will my heart feel. Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you we still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? I can only imagine.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There's no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day, but tell me where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
right now.
My people say,
oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh, feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
feeling so much better when you're,
oh, oh, and while you're waiting, feeling so much better when you're,
yeah, and while you're praying,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
always remember,
feeling so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Came down from heaven.
Hardship, difficulty. Tears, storms. This is what I do.
I smile. Even though I hurt me, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
Still,
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when feeling down.
I know it's hard right now. Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.